Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I don't think anything happens to us when we die, but I'm hoping. I'm hoping your soul going somewhere, if we even have a soul, which I don't know that we do. Everything, in my opinion, and I don't know if I'm programmed to think logically, but everything can be explained by this thing up in your coconut right there, your brain. Your brain creates all of it. Your brain creates pain, sorrow, love, ghosts, everything. So, you know,
what's the point of human existence?
To live. There's no point. There is no point. We are born. We go to school. We work. We die.
I don't think we can comprehend the reason.
I think our brains are programmed to not accept that there's no reason for us to be alive. We are programmed to seek this higher existence, this ultimate being, and I don't know that it exists. I hope I'm wrong.
But why are we programmed that way?
Exactly. Evolution.
If we're programmed this way, it's for a reason that we're programmed this way.
Is it?
Oh, I would imagine so. I don't think anything's an accident.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Interesting things to discuss. Has a ghost save your life?
Yeah, we were just talking about ghosts saving lives. I don't know. It got into what happened. I don't know if when everybody dies, they turn into a ghost. And I don't think, and then if you die and everybody turn into a ghost, I don't think every single ghost wants to mess with people who are living. I think some people might say, hey, that might freak out my family members if I change all the clocks to the exact time I died. I'm just going to go on into the next dimension and leave everybody alone until they see me again.
That'd be me. I'd be a ghost pulling pranks on people. Just like a little tweak, like just to mess with them and make them go, did I? Oh, that's weird.
There's no way that everybody becomes a ghost, because then there would just be ghosts everywhere.
Maybe there are.
There might be. Yeah, there might be.
So what?
There could be 100 ghosts in this room packed ass to elbow right now, and we don't even know it.
But then who makes the decision on whether or not the ghost gets seen? Is that something you have in yourself, or does the ghost make that decision?
Senior ghost steps up and decides, hey, are we going to appear today, guys? No? Okay, we're going to just remain down low. But then one day they're like, all right, we in apparition mode? Great, let's do this. They wait until you guys are out of the room. It's me alone. And then a light flickers. And I go, well, that's odd that light flickered. And then a succubus comes along.
I think you have to believe. I think that's part of it.
If you had the ability to go to other dimensions and you were dead and you could go wherever you want and do whatever you wanted, why would you hang out in the same place that you lived?
I don't know. I'd probably want to travel abroad.
That's what I would be doing, meeting ladies in other dimensions. What's going on? I'm not married anymore.
Oh, no, you're married in the afterlife. It's not till death do you part. It's like till eternity do you depart.
If there's other dimensions, then I have to talk to Phoebe about that tonight, because I should be free.
Interdimensional infidelity. Yeah. It's a big problem.
It's not infidelity.
In the
spirit world. No, it is. I have moved on.
No, you may have moved on, but you still have honor your contract.
Listen, then I'm a ghost and she's a human, and I don't think a ghost and a human have any sort of like legal arrangement.
Yeah, that's true, because you know she won't even wait till the body gets cold and she'll be out there banging.
And not to mention, you don't know what these ladies in other dimensions are like. They may not be built like us. They may have a dong growing out of their forehead or something.
Well, that's what you're hoping for, John.
Well, I'm just saying, like, you don't know what these other dimensions are like. You may be not interested.
So there's a dickhead dimension.
Hypothetically.
I belong there. Scott, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How are you? I go there and they're like, king. Scott, hello.
Hey, Drew. How you doing?
Almost mispronounced Drew. That's really hard to do. It's one syllable, four freaking letters, but you almost somehow managed to mispronounce that. What's up, dude?
When I was 7 years old, I died and came back from heaven from cat scratch fever.
Are you trying to get me to play the Ted Nugent song, Cat Scratch Fever?
No. I did have cat scratch fever. They thought I had cancer and ended up being cat scratch fever. I was only one of, like, number two in the whole United States in 67.
I don't get the feeling he's messing with us.
He died. He might still be dead.
So what was it like in the afterlife as a seven-year-old? Were there like lollipops and candy and all that stuff?
No, it was pretty cool. The water is like different colors, and everybody's like 33 years old, and a lot of kids up there, and it was pretty cool. I have the they told me I can stay there or come back. And when I came back, boy, it hurt sometimes.
Do you regret coming back? Do you wish you had stayed up there in seven-year-old heaven?
No, I'm glad I came back.
Glad you came back, too, because then we wouldn't be able to hear this call today, so thank you.
You're welcome.
Are you looking forward to when you die?
Yeah, when you just know where you're going to go.
Wow.
You think it's going to be the same version of heaven, or you think they've upgraded by now to, like, heaven version 7.5?
Oh, no, it's the same. Same. God never changes.
Water, different colors, and a bunch of kids.
And a lot of happiness and everything.
Oh, happiness.
God never changes up there.
God never changes.
Happiness rocks.
I'm a fan. I may not think I deserve it, but I'm a fan of happiness. Drew Grabo Live, who are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going? This is John.
Hey, John, how you doing? This is Drew.
Yeah, this is John Morgan. I just want to tell a story when I was saved by him.
Thank you. 727-579-1025 and 800-77. I thought once school was back in, we wouldn't have to deal with these jagoffs anymore.
It's really ramped up, I think, because their kids are gone. They have some more free time on their hands, so they're working on their character voices. True.
What about a Ouija board? What if we got a little group show Ouija board action going on?
All right.
See, I don't believe in that.
You don't think...
No, that's just people pushing the...
Yeah.
Like, what if we were all swore to, you know, that we wouldn't push it? Nope, you still wouldn't believe it?
No. No. Because someone's going to push it. I would swear to you guys that I wouldn't push it, and then I'd push it.
He doesn't believe, John. We're not going to ever get him to believe.
You can buy a Ouija board at Toys R Us. Well, not anymore.
No, you can, I think.
You can buy, well, no, Toys R Us is closed.
Oh, yeah, they're closed.
But you can buy a Ouija board at KB Toys. And no, there's... They don't work. Now we're going to get calls from people going, oh, but I spelled out bronchial cancer, and that's how my grandma died. And I don't even know how to spell bronchial.
What about those people that are raped by ghosts?
Who's that?
Oh, that's a thing. Oh, that's absolutely a thing.
Who's been raped by a ghost?
Lots of people. The succubus comes, or the incubus, or one of those two. And
A friend of yours?
No, it's a common thing.
I don't know if it's common.
No, it's definitely common. Ghost rape affects 75,000 women a year. That's from the Center of Disease and...
Center of Disease and what?
Ghost rape.
I would like a succubus to visit me. I would love that. Because a succubus is like the female version of an incubus. And the incubus is a really hot alternative rock star. I don't hear this one very often.
I don't hear a lot of Incubus anymore.
It's a good one.
For as long as humans have been conscious of the spiritual realm, humans have dreamed, fantasized, and some claim doing it with ghosts.
I don't know if we could talk to a woman who has been taken care of by a ghost, but maybe... There is that fantasy for women that are listening.
That would be banged by a ghost?
Yeah, yeah. I'm guessing from what John just read, it seems very factual.
So it's an incubus if it's a dude and a succubus if it's a lady, right?
Yeah, there was a lady allegedly. Who was an actress in the movie Paranormal Activity 2 who just happened to be to have a ghost have sex with her.
Of course. Drew Grabo Live, hello. And that wasn't at all to publicize the movie.
I don't think so, no. It was real.
It was a dark tale she wanted to hold on to.
Uh-huh. It happened after the movie.
Drew Grabo Live, hello. Oh.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Hey, what's up, bud?
Hey, just got in my car and heard you guys talking about the whole God and afterlife, basically, about why there's a God and all. Mm-hmm. And my brother was going to be a priest, and so I kind of had a lot of thinking about it. And I just wanted to get your opinion on this, Drew, since... You know, we're all animals here.
We are.
Trying to do this as short as possible. We're all animals, so, you know, we're all kind of, it's a dog-eat-dog world. So
it is a dog-eat-dog world.
You put in this, this God figure, and it helps people to live in one and, like, more harmony and more peace. And that way it's, like, this idea of actually getting along and putting the golden rule as a golden...
Seth, can you just tell me what he's talking about?
I have
about
no
real
idea. He's not asking a question. He's not asking a question, no.
Could you get to your point, please?
Yeah, so what if
Markle, Wednesday?
Yeah, so what if, oh God, I forgot his name. Never mind, guys. I really messed this up.
You really did, dude. You tried and you failed. The lesson is, don't try.
Call back for Two High Thursday tomorrow.
See, some of these ninjas is so deceptive. Using my styles like a contraceptive. I hope you get burnt. Seems you haven't learned. It's the knick-knack, paddywhack. I still got the biggest sack. So put your gun away, run away, cause I'm back. Hit 'em up, get 'em up, split 'em up. Now. It is a doggy dog world.
Tell me what's going on? It make me wanna holler, cause my dollars come in ozone. Known for the break off, shake off. Now take off your clothes and quit trying to spit at my.
Speaking of. Oh, they bleeped hoes. You always hear them bleep something that upsets you. Katie, have you been the victim of ghost rape?
No, I haven't. But the like basis of succubi, like what they think actually happened, is there's a thing called sleep paralysis that happens a lot, especially with people with narcolepsy, where they can't move. Mm. And then they have this thing called REM intrusion, like REM sleep. But because their sleep cycles are so strange, they actually start dreaming while they're awake. Mm. And so then that's where they actually see these visions of things in front of them, and then they can't move. So that's where that whole thing is thought to have come from. So.
You had me at succubi. Thank you. I appreciate the call. Thank you so much. Thank you. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. It's easy for me to joke, but I did have a sleep encounter where I had sex with a ghost, a female ghost.
When?
I think it was around when I had my sexual awakening around age 15 or 16, and it's still a little traumatic. I don't like talking about it a lot because I felt so deceived. When you're that age, you're very vulnerable. And at 16, a female ghost crept into my bedroom in South Orlando through the orange groves. Had her way with me, and after that first night, I fell in love. I really love this female ghost, and she said she'd love me too, but I could see right through her. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
I thought you might have stolen a plot to another ghost movie I was unfamiliar with.
Nope. Drew Garabo Live, hello. I just like to go a long way from my dad puns. Hello.
Hey, I've got a Ouija board and nudity story.
I love a nice nude Ouija board story. Go right ahead, please.
All right. So, and also there's a galoshes on the ground report because it's raining like cats and dogs over here in Riverview.
Don't step in a poodle.
So, 15 years old, me and my buddy had a Ouija board, and we were kind of pervy, you know, because we're 15. We took the Ouija board and our friend, and we said, hey, you know,
like where this is going.
Female that, you know. We just wanted to kind of see some teenage movies, and we talked her into basically, we were outside, and we told her that there were some tribal people in Africa that were doing this ritual, and they needed her help in, you know, completing the ritual, so we had the Ouija board, and we were obviously moving the Ouija board, but we convinced her that, you know, hey, this means you have to take your shirt off, so she ended up taking her shirt off. The weird thing was we moved it to the letter B, and right when we moved it to the letter B after her shirt was off, a bee fell out of this tree dead and landed on the letter B on the Ouija board.
All I know is he said teenage boobies, and it made me think of Teenage Wasteland.
But he was teenage, so it's okay.
Which is not the name of this song. It's Bob O'Reilly.
Yeah, but if you're just tuning in, you hear us talk about teenage boobies, and... it's just not...
it's not a good look, but he was a teenager.
It's not.
We've got to be open-minded.
This would be such a better song if Roger Daltrey sang Teenage Boobies instead of Teenage Wasteland. I mean, it's a great song. Don't get me wrong. One of the best ever.
There is an adult who's in a Teenage Boobies, though.
I mean, 19 is a teenager.
Oh, yeah.
Out here in the fields.
God, what a song.
I fought for my meal.
Let's just wait till he gets to Teenage Wasteland and see if it would be a better song if it says Teenage Boobies.
My favorite ghost is into Teenage Boobies.
I don't need to fight.
Paul Walker.
He loves some Teenage Boobies. With consent. Parental consent. The best kind. In India, they give away child brides at age 7.
Hey, that letter was notarized. What more do you want?
God, it's a long time since he says Teenage Wasteland, isn't it?
Teenage Wasteland.
Teenage Boobies. Yeah, that'd be better.
Silent, take my hand.
Drew Garabo Live, who are you?
Me?
Ghost. We're speaking to a ghost right now. Hello.
Hey, how's it going? This is Carlos from Tampa. And
hola, Carlos.
I had a story of how a ghost saved our life.
Okay.
It was a couple of us on a boat right there on Beer Can Island by Davis Island.
Oh, yeah, I know Beer Can Island.
And my friend Mike fell in the water.
Okay.
And the ghost on the boat started giving everybody handies.
It's quite the image you created there, Carlos. Thank you. I think that's the perfect call to wrap up our ghost. And by the way, the reason we talk about that is because Dale Earnhardt Jr. is a believer during his podcast this week, which I'd love to be the guy to explain the concept of a podcast to Dale Jr. The retired racing star and his guests were discussing paranormal activity when Earnhardt reveals, quote, "I think we're so much more than just blood vessels and bones and muscles, you know? And I think it's quite possible that in certain situations when we die, our bodies die, but maybe there's a spirit capable of continuing on."
Yes.
And he said when he wrecked his Corvette at Sonoma, someone lifted him out and then gave handies to everybody on the boat with Carlos.
I mean, you know who that was. It was his dad.
His dad.
Yeah. I mean, it's clear.
One of the funniest parody songs ever in radio, and I hate that I'm not a parody songs guy at all. Some of them are clever. Most of them are horrible. Was Bubba Whoop-Ass Wilson on the Monsters of the Midday at the time. Now they're the Monsters in the Morning. He had a song called Goodbye Number 3 that was to the tune of, it was right after Dale died.
What, to Candle in the Wind?
That's right. Oh. And it was one of, I don't know why it made me laugh so hard. I shouldn't, it didn't have the desired effect because he wanted to be this touching, really, really touching little ditty that was an homage. And,
it was meant to be funny.
No. Goodbye, number 3. When I saw you crash into the wall on the 3rd turn of Daytona, Sonny, watch you die. One day he'd crash himself, and your ghost ass would pull him to safety. All the rednecks had to say was, "Damn, that's a messed up S." And it seemed to me you drove your car in circles all damn day for a bunch of slack-jawed yokels who could drink beer and say. And I bet that Junior loved you, but he watched you die anyway. Goodbye, number 3. I took a little liberty with the words. I took some some liberty with the
words.
What
did the Earnhardt family ever do to you?
That was such a sad day. I remember it. It was yesterday.
It did not affect my life. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. So, Pearl Jam, an extremely left-leaning band to say the very least. I can't get down with what they did involving our president. All about free expression and whatnot. And I understand there are a lot of people very critical of the commander in chief.
Do they get away with this because it's what they've always done?
I don't know. I think it's okay to express dissent with our political leaders. I think this is a bit too far, and I'll tell you what it is next on Drew Garabo Live. I'll also tell you I love shaving with my Harry's razor. The closeness of the shave. So when you shave with one of these dime store razors or one of the major brands, you don't get the same smooth, comfortable glide that you're going to get with a Harry's razor. You even get this nice-smelling shave gel that comes with it. And for a limited time only, new customers can save big on a Harry's shave set by using my code GARABO at harrys.com. You'll get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 plus free shipping, and you get 100% guarantee for quality. Harry's stands behind the quality of their products. If you do not absolutely love your shave, you let them know. They'll give you a full refund. There's no subscription required, not like some of those other online brands that'll force you to subscribe. Harry's lets you resupply however you want. Sure, auto refills are an option, but you can also buy one off a la carte. And for a limited time only, Harry's has a special offer just for you. New customers get $5 off a shave set from Harry's with my code Garabo at harrys.com. That means you get a starter set that comes with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use my code Garabo at harrys.com. Join the millions of guys who have already switched and go to harrys.com today. Use my code Garabo at checkout to claim your offer.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.